FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The body of a man who's been missing at sea from last week has been recovered by rescue teams on the south coast. The 22-year-old was swept away by rip current on Southbrook Main Beach on Thursday. According to the National Sea Rescue Institute, beachgoers reportedly spotted the body in the surf zone yesterday. The NSRI's Craig Lambadon says search and rescue teams were dispatched immediately.
The body of an adult man was located and recovered from the water by police divers, assisted by NSRI, and recovered on board the NSRI rescue craft. The body of the deceased man was brought to the NSRI Shelley Beach Station 20 rescue base on board the NSRI rescue craft. The body of the man has been taken into the care of Government Health Forensic Pathology Services and police. An inquest docket has been opened.
Salvaging trade ties is likely to top the agenda when President Cyril Ramaphosa sits down with Donald Trump. The president received a red carpet welcome in Washington, D.C. yesterday afternoon. His office says the working visit to the U.S. will, among other things, focus on mending relations between the countries. Accompanying Ramaphosa on the high-stakes visit are four cabinet ministers, including Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen. Ramaphosa spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says tomorrow's meeting at the White House will include discussions on U.S.-Africa trade pact AGOA.
We will still like to see AGOA extended and see South Africa's continued participation in AGOA. However, if the Trump administration has decided to do away with the trade scheme, we will then be ready to table an outline of what will be a new trade relationship framework.
And torrential rains have pounded India's tech capital, Bengaluru, leaving at least one person dead. Emergency teams have been helping residents evacuate their flooded homes on rescue rafts. Officials in the southern city, dubbed India's Silicon Valley, say the area is prone to flooding due to a buildup of silt and rubbish in stormwater drains. Back home, we've got two weather alerts that we need to be aware of. A level 2 warning has been issued for damaging wind and waves between Port Edward and Cozy Bay tomorrow. Conditions are likely to disrupt activities at harbours, ports and on the beachfront. And forecasters say damaging winds can also be expected over the western and southern parts, which could lead to runway fires and damage settlements. Today, we've got a high of 29 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg, Richards Bay 32. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
In your sports, we have some Premier League action on the menu tonight, so we'll take a look at that. Liverpool, they've lost a third straight, they've not won a third straight since winning the Premier League 3 weeks ago, and we'll take a look at the schedule for the Six Nations 2026.